Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Siemens Smart Manufacturing Podcast. I'm your host, Chris Pennington, Global Industry Marketing Leader for Industrial Machinery at Siemens Digital Industry Software. If you've been following our previous sessions, we're now in the third episode of the Smart Manufacturing series and working our way through conversations centered around adopting smart manufacturing. Episode 2 focused on the merging of OT and IT. Feel free to go back and listen to some of the insightful information from that episode. In part 3, we're covering closed-loop manufacturing, and I have the great pleasure of welcoming back my colleague from Siemens, Rahul Garg. Rahul is Vice President for the Industrial Machinery and Mid-Market Program at Siemens Digital Industry Software, responsible for global business development. Rahul's 25-year career includes delivering global software-based solutions for product engineering and manufacturing innovation. He has held leadership positions in research and development, program management, sales, and P&L, focusing on industrial machinery and heavy equipment since 2007. So, Rahul, in our last episode, we discussed the current condition of the manufacturing industry landscape and the challenges manufacturers are faced with today, like global competition, low-cost competitors, greater customization, and an emphasis on sustainability. We talked about the need for smarter machines, relying on a network of edge sensors to mix various platforms, both old and new. So let's transition this same topic into the process of closed-loop manufacturing to reduce cost and improve quality. Would you provide us with a high-level definition of closed-loop manufacturing, or CLM?
When you look at companies that are challenged with reducing time to market, where faster companies win, enhancing flexibility where customers want prices for an individualized product at the price of a mass product or mass-produced product, increasing quality, increasing efficiency. These are some very daunting challenges companies, manufacturing companies are faced with. Closed-loop manufacturing enables firms to synchronize and optimize their production across product design, production planning, manufacturing execution, automation. It creates this collaborative, connected information loop where CLM continuously improves the cost, time, and quality of the manufacturing process to accelerate the delivery of the products at the optimal level of quality and cost. So using a CLM, it tightens the alignment of the as-planned product and the as-build, and in many cases as the as-used product information as well, into a continuous iterative improvement process. And the way I look at it is addressing the challenges of the reverse flow of information, right? Ensuring that the engineering teams receive a timely manufacturing feedback helps improve the value of the product evolution and then speeds up problem resolution. So closed-loop manufacturing approaches new product introduction and manufacturing and basically helps in two ways. Number one, speeds up time to market and maintains fidelity to quality and compliance requirements as well.
Excellent. Thanks, Rahul. That was a great overview of the challenges that companies face and how CLM can be of benefit. Could you also explain the high-level manufacturing processes?
When you think about it, closed-loop manufacturing processes typically involve the following steps, right? First is obviously the manufacturing planning engineering phase, determining the sequence of steps one would need to go through to actually build the products. In many cases, it's based on customer requirements and paired against the schedule of the resources that are available, and implementing an enterprise resource planning and scheduling capabilities as well, which determines how the products will get created, and also dependent upon supply chain for parts and material that will need to come in, and ensuring that you are maximizing your reuse across and utilization of your resources. So the whole idea of what we're trying to do is figure out how to improve the manufacturing process, given many of the tight constraints of resources and timing that typically exist in any manufacturing plant.
So this process obviously connects multiple software tools, but does it need PLM? Maybe we can discuss an example of the role that PLM and ERP play.
Yeah, when you think about it, right, when a customer order arrives, it's typically captured in a standard ERP system. the ERP system or a CRM system, which helps capture what is it that the customer needs. But when you start delving a little bit into the actual details, the PLM systems help in a significant manner. The PLM systems have the details of what needs to be manufactured and how it should be manufactured, right? The steps involved in making the product, what the manufacturing operations process would be, how is it going to be tracked, how is it going to be built. The ability to capture and track all of that information becomes very critical. So when I look at it from a closed-loop manufacturing perspective, there are three important ingredients that come into play. One is the ERP systems, which are capturing the order information and are helping with the supply chain and logistics. The second is the PLM system that's helping define the product definition, helping define the manufacturing process definition, helping define the way the different resources should get utilized. And then you have your manufacturing operations management capabilities, right? The MOM capabilities, which helps combine both these worlds in a much more effective way, combining the virtual world of PLM and the real world of production. So a MOM system represents a very important and an evolutionary upgrade over many traditional MES systems, encompassing quality management, advanced planning and scheduling, manufacturing execution, obviously, and bringing in many of the enterprise manufacturing intelligence and some more capabilities as well. So that's kind of, if you will, the trifecta of the key solution capabilities that are needed to deliver a comprehensive and a good closed-loop manufacturing solution.
So you mentioned supply chain there. I'd like to focus on that. What are the benefits of linking the production facility and manufacturing engineering to the supply chain?
Obviously, the supply chain plays a very important and critical role in manufacturing, right? It's basically enabling the completion of your products. So collaboration with the suppliers and customers for simpler and more efficient process is obviously extremely critical. It kind of puts it into a critical path to make sure that the new ideas have been tested and applied, and your suppliers can deliver on the product capabilities in the timeline and to the quality specifications that you're looking for, right? And that really ensures the completion of and delivery of your promised schedules.
Earlier, we discussed the high-level manufacturing process. Could we get into more detail relating to the manufacturing execution process?
When you think about it, manufacturing is executed in the physical world. The rise of MOM on the factory floor means a manufacturer can collect and maintain a wealth of data on the production and the form of the physical products, right, on the actual product that's being made. In addition, this collection has progressed from being manually collected, right, in the past, the process of collecting the information of what's getting built, which was a manual process, a paper-driven process. Now it is getting transferred to a digital process, right? Collected by a wide variety of physical sensing technologies, including programmable logic controllers, PLCs, sensors, gauges, IoT devices, and other things. So this real-time data that has been collected makes it very valuable for using and understanding what's happening on the production process in a very effective and in a very continuous way. So this real-time data helps feed the virtual world where the design and the engineering and the manufacturing engineering people have been putting together the overall processes. So, for example, if you were to take an OEM, right, an equipment manufacturer, a machine manufacturer, if they're looking to change a line configuration during the commissioning and or production ramp-up to update a common plant model, or they are looking to make some changes based on some new customer requirements, how do you impose that change into a process that's already working? That's where these MOM capabilities can help you understand what's already on the floor, and then how can you incorporate that change without having any significant disruption. So when identifying any issues, for example, even in an assembly production process, a work instruction may change during the production process. How do you make sure that this that this work instruction that's been provided from engineering can be executed on the products that are already halfway through your production process, right? So all of these issues become very critical, and having this kind of a solution, a manufacturing execution solution that's closely tracking all that's going on makes it very easy. Even when a machine goes down, for example, right, and it has a, it may have a long term or even a short term impact. So how do you plan for the resource capacity? How do you prioritize your orders? How do you sequence and synchronize your orders? How do you make any production changes? All of that becomes very critical, and having an MES system makes it very much easier for you to do the necessary updates and changes. And another example, when an as-built quality evaluation of supplier parts is used to update the product structure, right? When you're trying to understand, hey, you're getting a new supplier and you want to, based on certain issues that may have come up, especially in today's days where supply chain reliability has become a big challenge for many companies, how do you incorporate a new supplier, a new product, subpart, and still complete your delivery schedules on time? So these are ongoing real-world situations that come in, and having a good MES mount solution makes it very easy for you to address these issues.
Great answer. So I wanted you to think now about when you've been involved with customers who've been deploying CLM solutions, and what kind of impact do you typically see when we deploy in a production facility?
There are two, three very critical things that come into picture when customers have implemented CLM relevant capabilities in their production facilities. The first one is maximizing asset utilization, right? So ensuring that the customer schedules, the tracking, the billing is happening at the utmost level, right? So you are ensuring that your company's biggest assets, which are typically your factories, that's where most of your capital is consumed. They are effectively fully leveraged, and as part of that, having a significant impact on your bottom line. And also ensuring satisfied customers. Those are some very significant value drivers that have an immediate impact on the business with customers deploying CLM.
So last question, how does closed-loop manufacturing enhance product and system diversity in a factory or a company?
Yeah, it kind of goes back to something we were saying in the beginning, right? Through a closed-loop manufacturing system, you enable this continuous monitoring of process, right? This and continuous closed-loop monitoring of process, which enables you to have a constant continuous improvement process, right? It helps you identify areas of growth, helps you identify areas of bottlenecks. And the more you improve your operations, the more efficient and profitable you can become by leveraging all of the resources, which many in cases would have got wasted. So to me, these are significant values that closed-loop manufacturing can provide to your factory and to a company.
Great, thanks. So we've reached the end of the session now, and I'm sure, listeners, you've all found this to be an enlightening conversation. So thanks to Raoul for joining me today and offering your thoughts and expertise on smart manufacturing and closed-loop manufacturing. And also thanks to our listeners for joining us by podcast. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be exploring closed-loop quality. So enjoy the rest of your day.